SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Some hostages will be released under a four-day truce agreed to by Israel and Hamas. 50 hostages held by Hamas and 150 detained by Israel are to be let go. And some more humanitarian aid will be allowed into Gaza.
The Red Cross says currently we're actively engaged in talks with the parties to help carry out any humanitarian agreement they reach, adding, as a neutral intermediary, it's important to clarify that we're not part of the negotiations and we do not make decisions on the substance of it. Our role is to facilitate the implementation once the parties agree.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma, Israel stresses it remains committed to destroying the terror threat, destroying Hamas. North Korea claims success in launching its first spy satellite. South Korea responds by stepping up surveillance along the border with the North. Also at SRNNews.com, two people killed, five wounded in an apparently narcotics-related shooting last night in North Philadelphia.
We know that there are at least 70 shots were fired out here. At this point, we have multiple guns, firearms recovered. At the scene, at least five different firearms recovered so far out here.
Interim Philadelphia Police Commissioner John Stanford on WPVI-TV. Two men charged in the theft of more than 100 handguns from a store near Benton Harbor, Michigan.
I am announcing federal charges against Darnell Bishop, age 33, and Dontrell Nance, age 25, both of Berrien County.
U.S. Attorney Mark Totten heard on WBND. The thieves forced the store manager at gunpoint to tell them how to disable the store's alarm system. All but one of the firearms have been recovered. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 36 points. This is SRN News. The U.S. Education Department is trying to turn back the rising tide of parents opting to homeschool their kids.
Number one, they argue that parents aren't really competent to be educators. We as Christians need to press back on that and make very clear that parents are, after all, the parents of the children that God gives them. Parents not only have the authority to teach those children, they have the responsibility to teach those children.
Dr. Albert Moeller is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Over time, it'll be very interesting to see how you would evaluate the educational outcomes from students taught at home versus those taught in school. I can tell you, as the president of a seminary and a college, that when we look at incoming students, homeschool students are by no means educationally and academically behind students trained in other educational contexts.
You can hear more on this and other topics in his daily briefing at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. A judge tells Kansas lawmen, you can't do that.
The Kansas Highway Patrol must stop using a tactic known as the Kansas Two-Step to detain out-of-state drivers long enough to find a reason to search their vehicles for illegal drugs. A federal judge granted a permanent injunction. The same judge ruled in July that the tactic violated drivers' constitutional rights against unreasonable searches. The judge concluded that the patrol targeted drivers traveling along Interstate 70 to or from states that have legalized either the medical or recreational use of marijuana. Kansas has authorized neither. I'm Norman Hall.
The ousted leader of ChatGPT maker OpenAI is returning to the company that fired him last week. The firing triggered a revolt among company employees. Sam Altman has been rehired, and the entire board of directors has been replaced. More details at SRNNews.com.